Nearly 7:37. It's already been around a year since the Sewol ferry was lifted from the bottom of the sea off the southwestern coastline. And with the remains of 5 out of more than 300 victims still missing, the plan is to upright the ship by this May to better access the inside of the wreckage. Meanwhile, there's an interesting development overseas as part of the investigation committee and bereaved family members recently joined the Maritime Research Institute Netherlands, MARIN, which was asked to conduct a simulation of the sinking to find out the cause. And those results were said to be forthcoming after the models were ran. So Rinert van Basten Battenberg, Senior Project Manager with MARIN, now joins us on the line. Thank you for doing so.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning to you.
And well, good morning to you from Seoul. Can you start by telling us how this all came about? I remember reading back in January reports suggesting that you'd been commissioned to do this. Was that just a random communication, or had you already expressed an interest in this particular disaster?
We were asked by we were working on another project, and Brooks Bell, contractor or consultant, was also working at our or doing a project at our premises, and they contacted us with the Sewol Investigation Commission.
Have you seen similar cases that can be compared?
We have studied the Estonia and the Herald of Free Enterprise, which were both similar kinds of vessels. So we have done that in the past.
How out of the ordinary is it? And I say that, of course, knowing that we don't have ships like the Sewol sinking on a daily basis, but in the bigger human marine picture, how extraordinary is it for a ship the size of the Sewol to just lose its balance and capsize in the way it did?
A ship just sails and it arrives at the harbor in good condition. But unfortunately, indeed, when things go terribly wrong, a ship can sink and lose its balance as the Sewol did. And size in this respect doesn't really matter. Because the laws of nature work in the same way for a big vessel and also for small vessels.
I guess there's just the presumption that with that much weight behind it, there'd be a bit more stability than we find with smaller vessels that we hear of capsizing more frequently in oceans off our coastline.
If you increase the size of a vessel, the forces of the weather and the waves are relatively smaller, but the laws of stability are the same. So if you if you stack the weight too high, that will be at the cost of the stability of the vessel.
How are you actually carrying out, or how have you been carrying out this experiment to try to find out the reason why, though, it lost stability, regardless of size, then?
We have done several tests. We have studied the maneuvering behavior, and we made a dedicated ship model for that. And we tested that in the basin and tried to simulate the same maneuvers, which have been recorded in reality during the accident. And we have done simulations on our computer simulations on the bridge. So then you can study the human interaction. And also the part in which I have been involved was the progressive flooding which happened afterwards.
Mm.
So we have divided the project in a lot of different subjects which we can study in more detail then.
Have you got an indication so far, though, in terms of the results of how the cell wall might have lost its balance? I mean, that's one of the key questions here, that they talk about trying to find the truth behind the sinking. There are aspects of political corruption that have been very much in the spotlight, and business corruption. But from your perspective, it's all about that question of the more precise cause behind the sinking.
Yeah. The technical causes.
Exactly.
We are analyzing the results, and we we are going to report a finding to the Sewol Investigation Commission. And then it's their role to draw the conclusions from that.
When are you set to then announce those findings?
I think it will be at the end of May, somewhere around then.
In your own mind, though, do you have a good idea already as to why the Sewol lost balance?
There are a few probable causes, of course. At the moment, I don't think it's wise to run ahead to share all speculations which might have happened.
So in your mind, there are a number of potential causes. Then it's not like we're because at the time the
probably,
wide media reports
not only one cause.
Sorry.
It will be a chain of events which need to be happened and which went wrong and which resulted in the end in this terrible catastrophe.
Because, of course, what we want to make sure doesn't ever happen is a repeat of this. And people need to have faith in the stability and safety of vessels coming around our coastline and coastlines around the world. The feeling at the time was that maybe this vessel had been changed through remodeling, which destabilized its design, but also that it had been overloaded with cargo. Have you been able to get the necessary evidence from this sunken and retrieved vessel or from any of the evidence that was gathered in terms of the contents of that ship from the logs? Have you been able to be satisfied with all the information available to you?
The purpose of our test was to check the scenario which was made by the Sewol Investigation Commission. If we can model that in a correct way and then see if the scenario is plausible.
I understand. Just to clarify on that wouldn't necessarily give us the answer beyond doubt that was how it happened.
We hope it does, of course. But it can also be that we will raise also new questions. But
It's a heavily politicized issue here in South Korea, and you're looking at it from the sort of relative neutrality of the Netherlands. Are you conscious in your mind of just how difficult this subject is and how sensitive your results are going to be?
I also reckon that when the relatives of the victims were witnessing the tests. So it's a very it's very emotional.
Thank you so much. I don't want. I mean, we want to respect the privacy of the family members And of course, the commission here, that they need to hear your findings before anyone else.
Yeah.
Just very curious about the situation, as I'm sure many of us are. And we thank you for sharing us where you're at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Renate van Basten-Battenberg, Senior Project Manager with Marine.